Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 14th of March 2026. Today's topic is the mystery of suffering. Our text today is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 16 to 22. Verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Our memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. All Christians have been purchased with the blood of the Lamb. This qualifies them as heirs of the kingdom of God and joint heirs with Christ. What a privilege! What a future! What a glory that awaits us! However, the saints still go through pains and suffering on earth. The fact of suffering undoubtedly constitutes the single greatest challenge to the Christian faith, said John Scott. At school, believers sometimes face peer pressure, intense persecution, and even hardships. Yet, keep focus on our studies because a brighter future awaits the diligent. The hope of success keeps us determined to work hard and pursue our dreams. In the same way, the Bible tells us of the glory awaiting us in heaven which exceedingly outweighs any form of suffering, temptations, persecutions, pains, and discouragements we may be facing here on earth because of our faith. We are encouraged to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cruel cross, thereby accomplishing the work of redemption for humanity. Quote for the day, what a glory that awaits us. The challenge for today is, count it a privilege to suffer for Christ. Prayer. Lord Jesus, give me the grace to endure till the end. In Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.